Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
And welcome to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm your host for the evening. I'm Angelina Diana, and welcome to the program. I understand by the producer we have, quite a few people on hold, and you have a host with a cold. So we'll do the best that we can. I want to welcome you and say thank you so much for supporting the Forever Family Foundation. Always very touched by the response of the radio show, and also very touched by how you support the foundation. And I think that has a lot to do with the fact that we have the other side that's constantly letting us know that they're with us, that they're connected to us. And if you're someone who's listening that is new in grief or has not experienced that yet, we're here for you too as well to help you through that process. We have to honor the grief. We have to go through it. But when you're ready, we're here for you to explore what the other side is, that they're with us, and that they're here to support us too as much in their journey and in ours as we try to connect to them and let them know that we still miss them and that they let us know that they're here for us. In this hour, what we'll be doing is we'll be exploring and taking your questions and also connecting to the other side. And it's my pleasure to welcome to the program our guest medium for this week, Joanne Gerber. Joanne, how are you this evening?
Good evening, Angelina. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm getting along there with a cold, but I'm hanging in there. I got one of those springtime colds that, try to keep you down, but I'm trying to stay up as much as possible. But that's why I'm glad to have you here, because last month you hosted the show, so I feel like I'm in good hands. if I don't do well hosting, you could just take over for me if I just happen to have a coughing fit.
Oh, I might be ready for some multitasking, huh?
Go ahead.
It was a great time. I had a lot of fun hosting with Bobby Allison, doing the messages. We had a great time, and of course, you were in our thoughts the whole time, and doing your things, and we had a great night. It was wonderful. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate your contribution to that very much.
Sure.
But I also
sure.
appreciate your contribution to the world of mediumship, because we do have, I guess, a lot of callers online. But before we do get to our callers, and I know you're aware of this too, Joanne. You know that the foundation does a lot of wonderful events and retreats and things like that. And if anyone is interested in finding out more about what the Forever Family Foundation offers in the exploration of the other side and survival of consciousness, you can go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org. But this weekend in Connecticut, in my backyard, there is Transforming Grief and Hope and Understanding, a mini retreat at the guest house in Chester, Connecticut. So if you'd like more information about that, there's a wonderful guest and two mediums that are going to be there. You can go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org to find out more information. Now, Joanne, you were talking about earlier, multitasking. And I think when we think about what a medium does, it feels like that sometimes, doesn't it? You have got the client in front of you. You've got the client in front of you. And I try to explain this to people so that they understand that you have the client in front of you. And, of course, we've got the other side, sending us symbols, hearing, seeing, feeling. So we're receiving information from them. And on occasion, as a medium, we have conversations with the other side because we're asking them, why are you showing me the clown with the red nose? Or, what does it mean that you say that you passed away twice? We're really multitasking, aren't we?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, it's a three-way conversation. And, you know, we have to be very receptive in heightening our own consciousness and heightening our own sensitivity through our senses to connect with spirit, to receive that information, and then, you know, turn it into words, vocalize it, so that the client will understand or, you know, can get a comprehension of what the spirit loved one is trying to communicate. And sometimes we have to go back and forth and ask them for more information, and they're talking to us, we're talking to the client's talking to us, we're talking to them. Oh, yeah, that's multitasking. Absolutely.
Exactly. And it just occurred to me that I think when someone has lost someone on the other side, they're also multitasking because they're trying to, number one, navigate themselves in the physical world through grief, and then they're also trying to go through the question of, well, where are you? How can I communicate? Mm-hmm. So that in itself is a multitasking, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think, you know, my belief in that is that I believe that our consciousness is somewhat segmented in that way that we can be in other places in our mind, whether it's, you know, here or on the other side at the same time, and still be doing things. For instance, driving a car, talking to our loved ones, you know, that just, you know, not just mediums, but anybody who has had a loss can observe, go through that process, but still, you know, function in the physical world. I feel, I don't know how you feel about this, but and I just got into a recent discussion with actually a couple medium friends of mine that, you know, about there's a part of us, a segment of our consciousness that's always out there somewhere. Of course, you know, where we are, because our mind consciousness, the field is so wide and broad that, you know, I think everybody has their antennas up all the time. But being aware of that is a whole different, you know, story, that you're aware of receiving the messages in the universe or receiving the communication from spirit while sitting at your desk at work, using your computer, driving in the car, things like that.
Right.
It's pretty amazing when you really think of it, of, you know, observing your own self through the process. Mm-hmm. Of communication, not just when you're sitting with a medium, but just how you observe and work with that to tune in to the energies that are not seeable with the physical eyes.
Right.
I think it's quite interesting. And sometimes people don't realize it until you actually bring it up to them. They're like, well, yeah, you know, I think I do that.
So. It's very true. And I think you often have those experiences sometimes when you're in a place where the physical world, at least this happens to me, is so distracting that sometimes that other antenna goes up.
Yeah.
You know, and then you start to be a little heightened in other areas. Maybe it's the way your natural instrument tries to tune out the physical world. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But I think when you do make people aware of it, it does give them a new perspective on how to reach their loved ones. Or that those little whispers, or those little daydreams, or those little gut feelings are actually much more than that. It's them. Yeah.
Right. I think, you know, a lot of people who have lost loved ones. I've seen this through workshops. I've taught that, you know, they don't understand how you can talk to a loved one. Like, where are they? How do I communicate with them? They're looking for something right in front of them in the physical, as opposed to allowing themselves to get into that state, like the daydream state, where they're connecting with the energies of consciousness and the energies of other realms. And once they understand that, then things start to happen. They start to receive information. And I think it's important for people to understand that, that they're just not going to walk in the door and say, oh, by the way, I'm here. I'll be downstairs in the kitchen, you know, when you're, you know, that it's not always like that. And I think that some people still have those expectations, that they're not getting communication because they're just not aware of it, basically.
And I think because, you know, when you're grieving, you want to still make them physical, that you expect them to always manifest physical signs. And I think it's hard for the concept of, you know, the fact that they can reach us from within. They know our thoughts. They know what we're feeling. They send their information into our thoughts. And I think it's a hard concept. I think because of that ugly monster called grief, you know, that of course we want to try to make them physical. Please, you know, make the light go off and on for me. Send me that penny. You know, it's a natural response, I think.
Yeah,
but it's
sometimes
very true.
It does happen. Yeah, sometimes that will happen. Yeah. But there's also other more subtle ways to know.
Exactly.
You know, it's all about the awareness, being aware of, you know, just I went through this in the workshop last week. I was talking to some of the people that came. I said, you ever feel like, you know, you just all of a sudden you feel a chill all of a sudden, or you feel it and you can't describe the energy, but, you know, like you feel the energy in the room has changed. And most likely that's the presence of spirit, especially when you're thinking of loved ones. And those are the things that are, that's the subtle energy to be aware of, because that's a subtle energy that we feel, but we've become more sensitive to it, more highly tuned into it, but that's where it all starts.
Right, exactly.
I can remember, you know, sitting in development circles for the first time, you know, going back over 10 years ago, and just sitting in the dark at the spiritual churches and waiting just for something to happen, and not even knowing what it is, who it is, not even know if they were male or female, but just feeling a change in the room, knowing that, okay, somebody's here. And, you know, I think we're all capable of feeling that. And that's where the development process is so important, because we learn to go into the energy deeper and deeper and stay in the energy to receive that information that they're trying to express to us from the spirit side of life.
Okay. Yeah, it's a very good way to look at it. And I think also when you sit with other people, it brings about, I think, the opportunity to feel more spirit around you, because you're having, I think, an experience with other people that can, especially in the beginning of your development, they can give you the validation. You know, I think that's the toughest part when somebody's grieving is, you know, you're left with your own grief to say, well, was that my loved one? I don't know. And often I say to people, start the conversation. Don't wait for something to happen. You know, start it. Ask them for something or send them something. You know, we're always looking for them to do all the magic. How about if we send them a memory, send them a thought, and see if something manifests.
Exactly, you know, something to connect to.
Right, a two-way conversation. Two-way conversation.
Yep, the energy has to be there to make that connection. It's like having one telephone without the other picked up. It just doesn't work. You both kind of have to pick up the phone, and somebody's going to start dialing.
I know that feeling.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do now is I think we're going to take our first caller. We got a little late start today, but I think what we're going to do, I know there's some people anxious to talk to us, so why don't we go ahead, Seth, and take the first caller.
Okay.
Welcome to Signs of Life Radio. You're speaking with Angelina and Joanne. Who am I speaking with? Hello? Okay, well, I guess either we lost a producer or a call. I guess what we'll do now is we'll go to a commercial break right now and try to get our act together. You're listening to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm your host, Angelina Diana, with our guest medium, Joanne Gerber. Welcome back, Joanne.
Hello.
I think we finally got our act together, and we have our first caller waiting for us. Let's bring Dawn from Connecticut. Welcome, Dawn. You're listening to Signs of Life Radio. How are you?
Good, and you?
We're doing pretty good. Nursing a cold, but we're hanging in there.
Say hi, Dawn.
Hi.
Good evening. How can I assist you tonight?
Well, today's a day when I'm just really in the need of a connection with the other side. And I guess part of that is my question would be, how can you trust yourself when you see signs from what you think is someone on the other side? Like, is it something you're looking for, or how would you know if that was something that is actually a sign?
Okay, well, you know, I think that intuition plays a key role in this, just getting a feel of, like I was talking about earlier in the show, about just sensing a change in energy in the room, for instance, feeling something feels different, but you can't quite pinpoint exactly what it is. You mm-hmm. may have been thinking of that loved one. You may have, you know, been talking about that loved one. And then something happens which makes you feel that they're communicating, or it may be even something more expressive, like seeing, you know, a license plate with their name on it while you're driving, you know, things like that. Or, you know, it can be, there's hundreds and thousands of signs that loved ones may try to let us know that they're around. Everybody experiences the signs in their own way. And, you know, first step is just being open to it. Second step is just to let go of expectations and mm-hmm. trust it, believe in it. If you don't believe that something can happen, it's not going to happen no matter what it is. You know, if you don't believe that they can communicate to you, most likely you're not going to receive that communication. So it's important to be open to it. It's important to be aware to it, aware of the situation. And sometimes, like I said earlier, it's just a feeling, a knowing. The same way that we experience spirit through our psychic senses, hearing something, seeing something, smelling something, tasting something, feeling something, you know, it can come in many different ways through our senses. Do you want to give me an example or something? Do you want to talk about that?
Well, I mean, we always see, like, when we're driving or whatever, like, a certain number, like the license plate, or there's particular animals that come through for different family members. So, you know, a lot of times you just wonder, is it coincidence, or is it like, you know, hey, how's it going type deal? So,
well, yeah. First of all, if you put aside the idea that there is such a thing as coincidences, and what do you have left? You have the reality of what's happening. So if you, coincidence, I feel, is just, it's a word to coin, you know, an event that happens that we can't explain. And I would rather call that synchronicity than coincidence.
Right, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And Dawn, I think too, if you think about what we spoke about earlier before in the beginning of the show, is in each instance that you're talking about, you're looking for what the other side is showing you. So the question
right.
to ask now is, what are you showing the other side? What conversation are you starting with them? For example, I agree with Joanne 100% everything she said. You know, if you have a sign, for example, when you see a deer, it's your grandmother. Well, she could be saying, "Hey, how are you?" But how many times do you start a conversation in the morning and go, "You know, Grandma, I'm really needing a connection today. Can you show me a deer?" You know, ask her, start a conversation with her, or even take a moment to say, you know, you remember when I was 5 years old and you used to make pancakes with me and I was the only one that wanted strawberries on them? And then you never know, you might be out in public and someone might talk about that. That's another way they can reach you. So I think, you know, both Joanne and I believe that, you know, it's a two-way conversation. So instead of, if you have the intention to talk to them, the need to talk to them, maybe if you start the conversation, what you see will make more sense because you're like, oh my God, yeah, I asked for that animal. Do you follow what
right.
I'm saying, Dawn? Yeah.
Right.
Did that answer your question?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling Signs of Life Radio.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Have a good night, Dawn.
Thanks.
Okay, we have Stella from New York on line two. Good
Hello.
Evening, Stella. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Thank you for calling Signs of Life Radio. Do you know if you want to have a connection to the other side, or do you have a question for Joanne?
Oh, I would love a connection to the other side.
Okay, who am I talking with again? Sarah?
Stella?
Oh, Stella. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. I got cut out on that name. Well, good evening, Stella. Let me just connect with the energy of spirit around you and see who is here. Right away, I feel a woman's vibration coming in that wants to connect to you. As I connect to her energy, I feel like I want to go to mother's side of the family, like a mother's vibration. You understand?
Yes.
I feel that when she was here on the earth plane, she tells me at the end, I feel like she might have just been like in her mid-70s when she passed. I don't feel, super old about her before her passing, but I she makes me want to laugh. I feel like this woman,
really?
when she was here, that she had her quirks. You understand? She was a little bit quirky about things, and she liked nice things. Mom liked to have nice things around. You understand?
Uh-huh.
There's something. Who is the artist in the family, or somebody does artwork? Or
somebody on her side, yes.
Or somebody's connected with the museum or likes, collects like some sort of like museum art or likes to go to the museum. There's something about museum art or being connected to a museum.
Okay.
Let me just ask you, did you go to a museum recently?
No.
Okay, because they're showing me a museum and they're showing me artwork in a museum.
Okay.
Would you happen to have some of your mother's pictures or paintings?
I have pictures. Yeah, I have pictures of her.
Okay, are they hand-painted? Or I'm not talking about photographs.
Yes,
but I mean,
she had some hand-painted ones.
Okay,
yes.
that's what I'm seeing.
Yes.
And I don't know whether, it's interesting, she's being really funny about this, but I don't know whether you took one off the wall recently or moved it, or it has moved. Would you understand that?
Well, I moved.
You moved? You took it off from where you were? Okay. So she's like,
I physically moved, and I don't have pictures of her up right now.
Okay. But I'm talking about pictures, like art pictures. I'm not talking about photographs. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Okay, art pictures. I don't have any of those up.
Something
either.
That's in a frame that would be like art. There's something about taking down the pictures and moving the pictures.
Whatever it is, I didn't, because I just moved a year ago.
Okay.
And I haven't put anything up.
Okay, but you have something from where you were that was hers that she had hung up maybe in her house that you have, but you haven't hung it up yet?
Probably.
Okay. All right, well, that's just what I'm seeing. Because it's something
probably.
That's, yeah, very visual to me. And she's telling me her feet don't hurt anymore. Did she have problems with her toes or her feet?
No, maybe at the end of her life.
Yeah, well, that's the way I, when I work with spirit, I ask them to come through before they pass, because if, you know, a mother's coming through at 20 years old, okay, you're not going to recognize her. But she's showing me the condition before she passed. She had the lighter eyes in the family.
Yeah,
because I'm getting like either blue or green eyes with her. She had very pretty eyes.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful green eyes. Yeah.
Yes, and I
tell her thank you for coming through.
Yes,
can you tell her thank you, because usually my father and my husband come through, and
okay,
she hasn't come through in a long time.
Well, maybe, you know, in due time, you know, loved ones will come through. But, you know, maybe that's why it's important for her to come through tonight. And maybe,
yeah,
you know, that's why you're tuning in and got through on the lines, because
yeah,
she wanted to make a connection with you. I do feel there's a lot of divine intervention when spirit wants to connect, you know. They have prompted people to even go by a shop and get a reading, stop in and have a reading, because they needed to hear from a loved one. But they weren't conscious of it before that. It was like an impulsive decision. And, you know, I feel like, you know, your mom was someone who was very loving. She was more on the quieter side, and that could be why, mm-hmm, you know, in the past that other people came in without, you know, maybe she was behind others, but because it usually works with the strongest energy will come in first. So
okay,
mom was more quiet than your dad. You understand?
Okay.
She was more quiet than your dad. But your husband, was he just in his late 50s or early 60s when he passed?
60s. He was in his mid-60s.
Yeah, because I feel him coming through here. And I feel like he might have had a little weight to him before he passed. Or was he a little bit overweight?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, because I feel like someone who, he's showing me sitting down eating, he really liked his food. You know, he wasn't someone who was like, you know, a vegetarian or anything.
No,
but,
he loved his food.
And he wore glasses.
Yes.
He had glasses either for reading or wore glasses, as he shows me wearing glasses. And I feel like, you know, he's not the type that would really like to dress up in a suit and tie. I feel kind of a casual guy.
Yeah. No,
and I don't know whether he liked flowers or plants, or he liked to do gardening, or watered the, took care of the plants. But he shows me a lot of greens. I feel more greens than I feel.
He loves farms, and he used to ride his John Deere tractors up and down his farmland.
Okay, because I'm seeing they're showing me like green fields. That's what they're showing me.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily getting just flowers, but they're tall greens, and I feel like I don't know if it's herbs or what it is that he liked. But
it's also where he used to live.
Oh, okay. But he's also showing me that Stella from the other side to show that that's, you know, that was his kind of peace, his way of just being content when he was here on the earth plane. Those were very happy memories for him, and I feel like from spirit he's also trying to express that from the other side. Okay, to say that he's at peace. And I feel like he has met up with mom on the other side, too. she said she's taking good care of him. Don't you worry. You understand? Mom likes to take care of people.
Good.
Yeah, and they come through with a lot of love. Let me just see what else they're showing me here. Interesting. Okay. Okay. I don't know whether you're remodeling the kitchen or putting a new countertop in or just did something in the kitchen with work in the kitchen.
Okay.
Would you understand that?
No, but I put a picture of him up in the kitchen, in the kitchen. I don't know if he noticed.
Okay, was that just very recently?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I wanted to see if my granddaughter would recognize him.
Okay, I feel he's around you in the kitchen. He keeps bringing me to the kitchen, but he's showing me the countertops, and I don't know whether you've been chopping a lot of vegetables or doing something with
well,
the countertop.
I do all the time.
You do it all the time? Okay, because I got that image, and I thought, well, maybe he's talking about putting new countertops in or something, but he showed me a cutting board, and he showed me you were cutting up carrots or celery.
Yes, I'm always cutting up.
Okay, so know that he's around you in the kitchen. You know, you may even feel like we talked about earlier, that sense of, oh, I feel like a psychic chill, which you get the goosebumps, or you just feel the presence or the energy of the room changes. And he may not come through and say, hello, Stella, you know, or
he does.
He does?
Actually, okay. I see the signs. I hear the signs. He makes my printer go off.
Okay.
And I know it's him because the printer's not plugged in.
Well, that's
interesting.
It moves like it's ready to print. And then there's a little toy on the refrigerator, electronic toy for my granddaughter, and he makes that go off.
Okay, yes.
Nobody's even touching this. No, you know,
they love the battery operated toys.
Yes.
They love that.
My
dad communicates with a dog, a ball that our dog has, and it's a talking ball, and usually it's got, you know, a motion sensor in it, so when it moves, it talks, and it doesn't even move, and all of a sudden I'll be talking about my dad, and it will start laughing. And it sounds just like my dad's voice. It's, you know, I've had people witness it, and they're like, wow. So it is pretty amazing what they can do.
Before you were talking about initiating a conversation, now, can I just, absolutely, out of the blue, just start talking into midair, and he'll hear?
Yeah, absolutely. Talking out loud, thinking about them. You know, thoughts become, before you even speak, it's a thought. So your thoughts are the way that spirit communicates with you. It's through the mind-to-mind energy connection, like mental telepathy, except they're, you know, communicating to you from spirit instead of here on the physical. And, you know, it's mind-to-mind communication. So, yes, absolutely. And I think that's a great way to try to receive a sign or, you know, help and guidance. Because don't forget, they would have helped you when they were here, so they're going to help you from the other side as well.
Okay, so then I know who to call when I need help.
Yeah, absolutely. Call on them. Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And he brings you a lot of love for you, and I want to say your mom is there, too. I know your dad's in the background. He's kind of quiet, and he's kind of waving his hand like, oh, you know, it's all right. Just let them talk. You know, he's kind of shy in a sense, like almost like, no, I don't want to talk. Let them talk. Let them talk. She knows I'm here. You know, it's kind of like that's probably the way he was when he was here, too, because their personality doesn't change when they pass. So I want to leave you with all their love and blessings and keep talking to them, Stella.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. You have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Stella, for calling Signs of Life Radio. We'll go to our next caller right now. We have Mike from Massachusetts. Good evening, Mike. How are you, Mike?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Thank you for calling Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. Why don't you say good evening to Joanne Gerber, our guest medium.
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
And what part of Massachusetts? What part of Massachusetts are you in?
I'm in. Since you guys know that, I'm in the South Shore.
South Shore. Okay. I'm just right outside of Boston.
Oh, cool.
Well, thanks for calling in. How can I assist you?
So I wanted to make a connection.
Okay.
I was just wondering if there's anybody that had any special messages for me today.
Okay, well, let's see who's around you. Let me just take a minute and tune into that mic, okay? Okay. I have two people coming in. I feel one a bit older and one younger. And the way these two people are coming in, it's almost like they're coming in together, so I might have to go back and forth a bit. I feel like I want to go to father's side of the family, but I don't want to go to father. Your father is still here, yes?
Yeah, my father is still here.
Yes, because I feel like I want to go to grandfather's vibration. That's what they're showing me here, like father's father. There's another gentleman, too, that's coming in with him that I don't feel is family, that I feel is connected as a friend or a friend of the family, who would have passed younger. Would you understand a male vibration that would have passed young? I feel like maybe around 20 years old, maybe give or take a few years. Would you understand?
Yep.
Okay. And I want to say that the younger one passed very quickly. And he comes through with a lot of energy. I don't know whether you were school friends or college friends or something, but I feel a connection possibly with school. Would you understand?
Yeah, Okay. I don't know if we were school friends, but...
Okay, he shows me a brick building, so there's some connection with either working together or school, or I don't know whether you're from the same town, but there's some connection. Usually I get that it's got to do with school.
We lived in the same borough of New York for a little while.
Okay. And sometimes when they show me that, it's because they didn't get a chance to finish school either, like they were going and something happened a lot of times when they show me that image. So, and I do want to say, I want to say I'm all geared up with him. Does that make sense to you? Like somebody that like, was a little bit on the adventurous side in life. almost like I feel kind of like an artist, and I don't know whether it was art or music with him, but he was, I feel like as I connect with his energy, I feel almost fearless about him. Would you understand? Okay. Grandfather's kind of in the background. He's a little quiet. And would you understand grandfather smoking, like smoked a pipe, or it could be cigarettes, but I feel like a little heavier smoke, unless he was a heavier smoker?
I didn't really know him.
Okay. But you can check with your dad?
I'm sorry, what?
You can check with your father and maybe ask him about your grandfather.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You have pictures of your grandfather?
I do.
Okay. And he had a very round face as I see him. Very round face. I feel like, interesting. Okay. He's telling me that he had illness and he just passed in his sleep. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I feel like, I want to say the illness, I feel stomach with this. And I don't know whether he had liver or kidney issues too. Do you know how he passed?
I'm not really that familiar with it. I don't really know him that well, but
okay. But he's definitely around you, and I feel like he was a pretty strong guy. I feel like this is somebody who really worked hard and maybe worked too much in his life to just try to get by and put food on the table. I feel like this is someone who kept striving in life, that wanted more out of life and worked really, really hard. And there's something I'm getting an image of a train station. So I feel like either someone lived near the railroad tracks or was living near the train station. Would you understand that?
Which one are you saying again?
With your grandfather. I'm going back and forth a bit between the two of them.
I'm not really too
okay, well, maybe
sure.
You can just check on that, okay? I want to go back to, would Gary or Greg, our G name, male name, be connected to you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's your connection with, like, Gary, Greg? I'm getting a Gmail name coming through.
Well, Greg is my brother.
Okay.
And he's still alive.
You're right, right. There can be somebody here. I don't feel it's from spirit. That's why I say I want to acknowledge somebody here, like, with the give me a big G for the male name. Sometimes I just get an initial. Sometimes I get the name. But I do feel I need to acknowledge that name from spirit as well. Also, I want to say this guy, as he's the younger guy, as he's coming through, he's coming through with a lot of energy. I feel like I want to step on the gas and race my engine with him. I don't know whether he liked to drive fast or
he liked to live life a little fast, I would say.
He did, because it's almost like the words that he's giving me is, I'm geared up and I'm ready to put the throttle forward. It's like, okay, I feel like I'm in NASCAR or something here. But I don't feel he's a race car driver, but he's shown me his personality and that he kind of liked to be the center of attention.
A little bit.
Yeah. But I do feel he's around you, and you've felt him around you. You do feel him around you. You might have been thinking about him recently. Was there a summer passing with him, like August? Because I feel there's some sort of an August connection.
No.
All right. Just keep in mind the August connection. That could be birthday or passing. I'm hearing August. And again, I have two spirits here. I have your friend and I have your grandfather. It could be also connected with your grandfather. So you may just want to write that down to see if you can check. Sometimes it's quite amazing that we can validate information that we don't know, and that's even more validating.
Yes.
But I feel like he's coming here. It's like he's putting wings on your back. And there's something that he's showing me that you are ready to make a change and go into something. It could be with work or opening your own business, but it's like he's going to put the wings on your back and get you off the ground with this. You understand?
Yeah.
Are you developing a business or trying to take your business or your career to a new level? It's got something to do with work.
Yeah, I am, actually. I'm trying to get into a new aspect of my business.
Okay, good. Because I feel like also you're very intuitive, too, with people. And, trust your instincts. Trust your intuition, okay? Because as you trust this, you're going to find that you'll be dealing with less chaos And when you go with the divine flow of life, which is trusting and going forward with that and trying to put your fears and doubts behind you, that's part of our transformation process so that we can move forward in life. I want to say that he's with you, and your grandfather's with you with a lot of love. It's like almost like he's giving you a high five, like hitting your hand, and I don't know if he used to do that, but that's what he's doing to you.
Cool.
Are you coaching something? Are you
making like any... I'm sorry, what was that?
I want to ask you, Michael, are you coaching a team or doing something with coaching? Or have you ever coached something, like a sports team?
No, but okay. The job that I do kind of does something like that. It has like a connection to that.
He's talking about the coaching. That's what he's saying.
Okay.
So he's connecting in with something around you with the coaching to give you some validation with that. Okay. So, keep talking to them, keep thinking about them because that's the way that you can connect with them, they are around you. Okay.
One quick question. Does anyone know about the toys? Who's playing the toys? It's like
who's
a kind of
the
big
toys?
Question, but
you've got toys that are going to in your house.
Yeah.
Uh huh. I want to say I can't pinpoint exactly who that is, but I do feel it's spirit. I do feel there's definitely a lot of energy in your house, and it may. Interesting. It may not necessarily be the energy of your direct loved ones, but it can also be energy that's in your house, too, as well.
Oh, cool. And also, when you were talking on the last call about the paintings in the house, I kind of feel like, because I was listening in, I kind of feel like that might have been related to me a little bit.
Uh-huh. Well, it could be. Your people might have been coming in. Sometimes it does happen at the end of a reading, but, I would just say just be observant, be aware. If you have like a toy that's going off or something happening in the house, then, say, who is here? Let me know who you are. Give me a sign. Is this grandpa? Is this, your friend? Whoever your loved ones are on the other side, ask them and just see what happens. And sometimes the answer isn't immediately. It's not always an immediate response. It can come the next day or a week or 2 weeks or 6 months later because there is no time-space continuum on the other side. So, but I'm glad that you're aware of it all and that you're open to, communicating with them and calling in tonight to make that connection.
Okay, Mike, thank you so much for calling Signs of Life Radio.
Like,
we really appreciate
today,
it.
Right, that came through at all?
Excuse me, can you say that again?
Was there anything for my mom that came through at all?
For your mom?
From my mom.
From your mom?
Yeah, she passed away.
Okay.
Today is my birthday.
Your birthday. Yeah, I was going to tell you that. I kept on hearing happy birthday through the whole time you were reading. Every time you were reading him, I was hearing happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
Well, maybe you've got something, Angelina. Do you want to try? Or?
Actually, I did not feel it coming from male or female because you were connecting to so many people, but all I was hearing throughout the whole thing was happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
Wow.
So I hope that brings you some comfort. There was a breathing issue connected to your mother, Mike?
A breathing issue?
Yeah, I see darkness in the chest with her.
Yeah, she had breast cancer.
Okay, but it did spread to her lower body, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and she also told me she had it three times. Just three times.
That's right.
Okay, so she is coming through. November's also connected to her too as well, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and she also said there's five people in your family?
Yeah.
Okay, and she talks about the dog with her as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but the dog to me feels like it's like opposite. I'm getting like a small dog with a big personality or a big dog that's like a puppy. Why am I getting that?
Well, we have a small dog right now, and I had a bigger dog.
I'm connecting that to the big dog on the other side. To validate that, it must have been like a pussycat in energy.
Yeah.
okay? Is your mother's name Joan? J-O? I keep on getting J-O with her.
My aunt's name, who passed away, was Joanne.
Okay, so Joanne's coming through with her. This must be her aunt, right?
Yep.
Okay, now where's...
My aunt.
Okay, but it feels connected on mom's side, is that correct?
No, she was married to my father's brother.
I respect that. There's a different J coming through with your mom then. This is definitely connected to her, so I need you to think in the back of your mind where the J-O sound is connected to mom. And if you can't think of that now, email me when you get it.
My dad's name is John.
Okay, she's saying, see why they get pushy? I have to tell you, she got completely pushy, because she's making me feel like she had to say hi to the J-O. So it's the way she's saying hi to your dad. Now, she tells me, and your mother had quite a sense of humor, right?
Yeah, she's a little...
Hold on. Let me tell you why. Because she's going, you know how I explained the dog? It was big with like a pussycat kind of personality? Well, that's my husband, too. Did that describe your dad?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. So this showed me two things. It showed me that your mom had kind of a quirky sense of humor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's also kind of validating your dad in that message. But please know that with Joanne's message and, you know, with two mediums here, you know, there's going to be different people that come through. Joanne's messages were very beautiful, but through that whole thing I was hearing happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. So I hope this helped you in the time that we're together.
Thank you very much.
Mom.
That's fantastic.
I'm sorry about your losses, I wish you much love and healing with that.
Thank you guys very much.
This really is very special. I'm happy that I did this.
Wonderful.
Great.
Take good care of yourself. Okay, we still have time for another caller. We have Trisha from Boston. She's calling Signs of Life Radio, brought to us by the Forever Family Foundation. Hello, Trisha.
Oh, hello. Hi. How are you?
How are you?
Very good, thanks. I was wondering if I could make a connection to the
Trisha
other side. I've been missing someone in my life.
Okay, Trisha from Boston. Okay, right in my hometown.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Joanne. You guys sound like
relatives.
Are we related? I don't know.
I don't think so, no.
No, I don't think I... Do I know you?
I came to one of your demonstrations once in Natick.
Okay.
A while back, yep.
Forever Family demonstration. That was a couple of years ago? Yep.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. I just want to be
clear. I said that as a joke because of your accent. I'm not trying to...
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, I thought maybe because you said that, Angelie, that you would pick it up on something. I said, maybe.
No, you guys, I feel like I'm with my grandmother. She was from Boston, so I feel like I'm at home. Go ahead, guys.
Okay, let me just tune in here a minute here. You've got a few people coming in, too, and, I got to make it quick because I know we're getting...
You're running out of time.
The clock is ticking. But I do want to say a woman around you from the other side.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Okay.
The show ran over, so we're going to go over. Go ahead.
Trisha?
Yes.
Okay. I have a woman that's passed that I'm feeling around you, and I do feel like this is connected on mother's side of the family. Okay?
Okay.
As I connect with her energy, I don't feel she was that old when she passed.
All right.
And your mom is on the other side. I feel like she might have just been late 60s, early 70s when she passed. You understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, that could have been my mother's sister. She was in her 60s.
Mother's sister. Okay, she was very ill when she passed?
Yes, she was.
Like I feel like cancer or something that just moved through her body that made her very sick and very weak at the end of her life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Was she the one that could be a little bit sarcastic?
She could be. Yep.
Okay. it's interesting. I feel like I don't know why I want to give her gum, or she's talking chewing gum or something. Does she like to chew gum a lot?
Not that I know of. I don't think
okay.
so.
Okay. There's something with gum or, I'm smelling like spearmint gum. It's interesting as I connect to her. Okay. I don't know whether she always carried gum with her or something, but she's just being funny tonight. And I feel like, you know, she was a very particular woman. I feel like very particular about the way that she dressed. I feel like, you know, she was someone who, you know, if you try to get her to change her ways, you're going to get the answer no. You understand?
Yes. Yeah, I understand
her.
That.
That's the way I feel, where she's different from your mom. You know, your mom mm-hmm. was a... Your mom was definitely somebody who was more open to new ideas and new thoughts. Whereas I feel like your aunt was older than your mom. Yes, you said older.
Yes, she was.
I do feel. I know you said something at the beginning, but I'm listening to spirit. So I feel like almost like she was like the old like almost like when your grandmother passed that mm-hmm. she took over and was trying to be like nurturing to your mom.
Yes. That's
almost
right,
like
yes.
took care of her, or like a little sister, like big sister, little sister.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, geez, you got a lot of people passed, a lot of people.
Yes.
So I'm gonna just try to sort them out a bit. I do ask them to talk one at a time, but they don't listen to me. So
no.
If it was up to them, they'd all be talking all at once.
At one time.
Yep. It'd be like the Tower of Babel here. That wouldn't help you to understand who it is. So I need to ask them one at a time. One at a time. Interesting. Now, with your mom, you know, I feel like it wasn't until later in her life that she got ill. I don't feel like this is an onset early illness. I feel like it was much later.
No, it was like the last year.
Yeah, I feel like late, like, you know, she was pretty, because I feel like as I connect to your mom's energy, and she's a very beautiful woman, too, and so isn't your aunt.
Oh, yes, they are. Yeah.
Very nice skin. I feel like a little makeup. They don't even need the makeup. They're just very naturally beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they look like sisters to me.
No, not exactly, no. I mean,
yeah,
you can tell they're related,
say, like,
but...
If I saw them on the street, I wouldn't identify them as being sisters, like different hair color, different complexion, mm-hmm. but both
yes.
very beautiful women. And your mom, I feel, it's interesting, you know, I feel like the way I connect to her energy, is there something about the three children...
Yes, there are three children in the family.
Three children, because I feel like she needs to connect to all three children. So it's like when I have a spirit that comes through like that, I feel like, you know, Tricia, that she's wants to be equal with all her children. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know if your siblings are open to the communication, but I do feel like she wants to acknowledge your siblings as well. And she said, don't be like me and try to be the caretaker and take care of everybody. There's somebody I feel like you're trying to take care of. I don't know if it's someone in the family has been going through a difficult time or an illness, you understand?
Yes.
And she's saying...
Yeah, that would be my father, probably.
Okay, don't do too much. You know,
mm-hmm.
don't wear yourself out. Get help from everybody else. There's plenty of help out there to help you. And sometimes
right.
you're the type of person that likes to just take charge and say, oh, well, I'll just do it, never mind. You know?
Right, yeah, oh, yeah, that sounds
exactly like
me.
If you don't do it, it's not going to get done right. Maybe you're type A personality, I don't know. But,
uh-huh.
You know, I just feel like this is what she's telling you. She's
mm-hmm.
thanking you for taking care of her. She says, you took care of me, and I thank you for doing that. And she wasn't one to really say thank you. She was affectionate, but she said she didn't even have the strength to give you a hug at the end because she was just so much in distress with the pain in her body. But she's saying, please tell her, I'm okay now. I don't have that pain anymore. And I see what you're doing, and there's something about looking out the kitchen window. I don't know if there's something in the backyard or you feel her or there's something about the kitchen window. Would you understand that?
Yes, I think I would. I think I look for signs sometimes outside.
Okay. Yep, and, you know, I just feel like there's a lot of things that remind you of what you do that reminds you you're a lot like your mom.
Yes.
And sometimes you've been thinking about that, especially lately, certain things, or you just do something sort of in an unconscious way, but then you say, you know what, my mom would have done the same thing, or I feel like I'm talking like my mom,
mm-hmm.
especially when you talk to your siblings.
Right, true.
Yep.
Joanne, we're going to have to wrap it up, unfortunately.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate this very much.
All right, Tricia. Well,
so
I want to leave you with her love, okay? And you take good care, and thank you so much for calling in tonight, and you be well.
Yeah, thank you, Joanne.
See you around
right,
Boston sometime.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, I hope so. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Well, Joanne, thank you so much for being with us this hour. We appreciate it. Can you let people know how we can get a hold of you?
Sure. Thank you, Angelina. My website is the best way, which is www.joannegerber.com.
Okay, and I want to remind everyone that we do have a certified mediums at the Forever Family Foundation. You can get a full list of that with Joanne's information and other mediums at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I want to thank you for joining me and your host, Angelina Diana, and I want to remind you that your loved ones are only a heartbeat away, and science is going to prove it. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.